The Executive Chair on News Talk.
And it's great to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Jean O'Sullivan. She's the Chief Executive Officer at Bus Éireann. Jean, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby. I'm delighted to be here this morning.
Now, you're somebody who has got a good degree of pedigree in your current job because your father worked on the buses all those years ago in Ballymun. So you you found a circuitous route back to Bus Éireann. But again, it was steeped in the family history.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Ballymun and spent most of my life there, which was a wonderful experience of community. My father did work for CIE at the time, but he was based in the Ringsend garage, not on the Ballymun routes. But yes, eventually I've come back home, as they would say.
So, and we'll come to your job in Bus Éireann at the moment. But again, I talk about an interesting route to your current job. This is always what we try and get behind. In terms of education, you studied marketing in Edinburgh, HR in DCU. So you did a couple of different things in education before or even at the same time as working.
Yeah, I think it's really important for me that I would be a big advocate for education. I think it's really important for everybody to take the opportunity to go into studies, whatever it's micro-learning or more extensive learning. So I was fortunate enough that I was able to go and commence my degree in Edinburgh, in Napier University. And then in relation to that international marketing degree, on my second year of my degree, I went on assignment to Melbourne University for a year, and then I was also in the University of Idaho for a year, and then came back and graduated from Edinburgh, which was wonderful.
What a great course, and what a great, you know, learning experience, both academic and maybe school of life stuff.
I think so. I think, you know, it was really interesting looking at marketing and business from those different three perspectives. One, they taught differently in each of the universities, and then your focus, whether you're in Europe being at that stage in terms of Edinburgh, when you're in Melbourne, you're doing Australasia, and then when you're in America, you're doing the Americas, really, because actually they were looking at their own kind of economy as opposed to looking further. So it was really interesting. And then when I came back from America to Ireland, I got a job as a kind of an early stage graduate in Enterprise Ireland, which is where I spent most of my career, a whole 23 years of it.
And the 23 years at Enterprise Ireland, you worked in HR, business development and entrepreneurship. And it's often wonderful in an organization that if you get a chance, maybe after 5 years in a particular job, to re-energize and do something maybe very different, as it seems to be in the case with you.
Yeah, I think in large organizations, again, like Enterprise Ireland or Bus Éireann, you get an opportunity to move around the organization, but you have to want to move around. You know, I think for my personal journey, I moved around every 3 years. I was kind of conscious that I wanted to learn, you know, consecutively all of the time. So I would have went in initially on the kind of marketing team and looking at kind of, you know, how we would brand and market. Design in Ireland actually was one of the key areas I was looking at. Then I went into industrial relations, and I was seconded to SIPTU as a full-time official for 3 years,
right,
which was very interesting. That was at the time when the IDA and Enterprise Ireland were all coming under forfeit. So there was a lot of change happening at that stage, and the mandate was changing. So when I came back from industrial relations, I went then to do my master's in DCU, because sometimes industrial relations are great and actually have good relationships with the unions. But I also think you have to have somebody at the table from the HR side who actually wants to make the change.
Yeah.
So that probably drew me then to the master's.
So
in DCU.
Moving then really from marketing into HR.
Yeah.
Well, two fairly different disciplines, but you seem to have been invigorated by that change.
Yeah, I was. And then when I was working in HR and you know, in various different roles in HR within Enterprise Ireland, obviously it's a global operation as well, I then decided I would like to go and work in the business. So I think the biggest decision then was kind of leaving your discipline of HR and going back to your kind of business route. So I went in to work as an investor in the startup team for a couple of years. And then I was asked by our current CEO at that stage, Frank Ryan, to lead on female entrepreneurship, which was huge learning curve. And has supported me, I suppose, really in terms of the next steps that I took after that.
So an interest then, a deeply grounded interest, in entrepreneurship always stays with you. So, you know, your interest and your experience around working with entrepreneurship surely pays dividends in Dublin Bus.
Well, I think in the Bus...
Or in Bus Éireann.
In Bus Éireann, I know. I think the piece, you know, people often think it's a big change when you go from an organisation, which is an economic development organisation like Enterprise Ireland, to Bus Éireann. But actually, they're quite similar organisations. One, you know, if you work in economic development, you understand that you need transport infrastructure to move people around the country, to connect them to their whether it's their indigenous companies or a foreign direct investment companies. People have to get to work, and it's really important. And they have to get their children to school. And so it's really important that you're there to kind of support those communities live together. And in Enterprise Ireland, they were also focused very much on making sure that prosperity in Ireland was shared fairly and that we had a big regionalisation agenda. So I just see it as another element of helping the same agenda.
Tell us about Bus Éireann then. You know, you've got 3,000 plus staff.
Yes.
It's a big organisation. You operate the national network. Operating across the cities, towns, rural communities. There's also school transport, PSO services.
Yeah.
Is it all, it's probably not in all very neat boxes, but the organizational structure of such an organization, it's got to be relatively complex.
In some ways, it's fairly straightforward. Okay, we have like four different products. We have expressway, we have schools, we have PSO, and then we have ancillary commercial. Okay, but overall, the ethos of the organisation is to be a commercial entity where we're working through the best performance we can do at any given time. And the juncture that we're at now, which I have the privilege of leading, is that change in that footprint and that infrastructure change and that transition, I suppose, to EV. So I'm very lucky to be in an organisation with such good people of 3,200 plus at this stage that's growing and scaling, but also have the investment from government and the agencies that we work with to support the transition.
Do you get very good, or do you have to be good, or one of your skills needs to be, you have to be good at getting state support, you have to be good at, like, you're competing for resources.
Yeah, I think so. I think you need to make sure, look, you know, there's a program for government, and within that program of government, you have a number of government departments that hold the purse strings. And I suppose we're all advocating for give it to us because we can actually deliver the most for you. And I think all semi-states and commercial networks are looking to make sure that they can be very clear about what the opportunities are within the market and making sure that you're ready to deliver on them.
And does it frustrate you then around, I suppose, when you see the network available to you, maybe that you want to operate new routes that you're unable to? Like, our resources always, because you're having to, I suppose, ask for them.
Yeah. I think when we went initially, because this is the piece that you learn in Enterprise Ireland as well, is that, you know, operating a business, growing a business is not the same as scaling the business, right? So we're in scaling the business. And when you start to scale the business and everything is moving at the same time, you do come across a resource crunch, whether it is the supply for drivers and vehicles for school transport, whether it's the supply of mechanics in the country, whether it's the supply of drivers in the country. But we've caught up on that now, as have other organisations. So it's great now to be fully resourced to be able to deliver.
Okay.
And I suppose one of the biggest things is that you're delivering for growth, and then that growth actually gets bigger. Like, capacity is an issue all of the time.
What about the future for the business with, you know, the connectivity of cities?
Yeah.
Rural transport is always going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Where do you see it? Well, like, give us a kind of a, I suppose, a summary of the strategic intent of Bus Éireann.
I think on the, we'll start maybe with just sustainability. So we are now rolling out our infrastructure plans and our development of 3 EV sites. So we will be transitioning to fully electric in Galway, in Sligo, and then we'll be moving to Cork.
We have the ability to charge all that.
We do. That's part of the infrastructure change, yes. So they're part of the plans. The infrastructure goes in and the buses go in to that infrastructure. The second piece then is really in relation to the growth of Bus Connects, which is supported by the NTA. So we're hoping to have Bus Connects rolled out in Cork first and then a number of cities across the country.
Now, you're also the chair of our judging panel at the News Talk Changemaker Awards. The News Talk Changemaker Business Awards in association with FBD Insurance. They're taking place on Wednesday the 20th of May. I'm going to be there. Hosted by Shane Coleman and Kira Kelly, the awards celebrate Ireland's leading thought leaders and innovators, from local business and SMEs to the public sector and PLCs. Winners will be announced at a gala lunch in the Round Room at the Mansion House in Dublin, and we'd love you to join us. Tickets are available now at newstalkchangemaker.com. So, Gino Sullivan, the CEO of Busairn, thanks for joining us, and good luck with the Changemaker Awards.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr. Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.